Ukrainian president on U.S. soil. Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Volodymyr Zelensky due at the White House at this hour, posting a statement ahead of his meeting with President Biden, saying he's in Washington to offer thanks. The president of the U.S. is drawing down nearly $2 billion more in military assistance for Ukraine.
Ukraine will not only receive the Patriot missile defense system, but also precision-guided bombs, which is a big deal in this. President Zelensky is expected to thank Congress for that, but also continue pushing for more aid as this war drags on.
Fox's Nate Foy in Kyiv. Zelensky will address a joint meeting of Congress tonight. His trip follows a visit to an eastern Ukrainian city where frontline troops gave him a gift.
A signed Ukrainian flag meant to be delivered to the United States Congress, something that he promised them he would do. It now appears that those soldiers were aware of his travel plans.
Zelensky's first trip out of Ukraine since the war began. Russia's president, meantime, vowing again to achieve his goals in Ukraine. Wind chill alerts from Canada to Mexico on the backside of a storm system that's also making a mess on its way across the U.S.
Flights are already being impacted as a winter storm moves from the northwest across the Rockies and into the plains. But Arctic air is following the storm, so with snow and wind and rain will come freezing temperatures. By Friday, for example, the high forecast for Atlanta, Georgia is 24 degrees. Snow is expected Thursday into Friday in Chicago, where O'Hare Airport is a major connecting hub, with a high temperature there on Friday expected to be 2 degrees. While the weather will impact holiday flights, officials are also warning of dicey road conditions and possible power outages in places.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Police in New York City confirming an officer was shot in the foot earlier today and that the suspect in custody used an illegal gun and has 17 prior arrests in Georgia. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The dates are set for the Republican National Convention.
Republicans will formally choose their next presidential nominee in Milwaukee, July 15th to 18th, 2024. Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel in a statement says the party will stand united in Milwaukee in 2024 to share our message of freedom and opportunity with the world. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says the presidential nomination convention is a historical opportunity to present what a phenomenal place Milwaukee truly is. The city became a unanimous choice as host in August after Nashville dropped out. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Mixed news for the U.S. economy, with consumer confidence rebounding this month, but the housing market continuing to weaken.
The housing market slump deepened in November. Sales of previously owned homes slowed for the 10th straight month, the longest stretch on records dating back to 1999, as high mortgage rates and home prices pushed many buyers out of the market. Existing home sales fell 7.7% from October, according to the National Association of Realtors, while sales plunged over 35% year over year.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. The median price still rising, though, to nearly $371,000. A baseball all-star throws a curveball.
A week ago, free agent all-star shortstop Carlos Correa had a 13-year, $350 million deal with the San Francisco Giants. Then his introductory news conference Tuesday was postponed due to something that popped up on his physical. During the wee hours of Wednesday morning, the New York Post first report Correa will not be leaving his heart in San Francisco, instead agreeing to a 12-year, $315 million contract to join the New York Mets. Mets owner Steve Cohen, quoted by the Post, is saying, "We need one more thing, and this is it. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Quick update from the White House. The president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, has just arrived, and he is walking in for his meeting with President Biden. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.